The courthouse is open, so why isn't the Eagleton Center? That question and lots of pre-election political wrangling took much of the hour-long discussion at Tuesday's Ray County Commissioners meeting. Ron White, Ray County Health Department board member, says it's closed because the county health administrator deems it so.
Delby's board is highly against opening that senior citizen. It only takes one out there to get sick to kill a bunch of old people.
His remarks were scoffed at by some because he's running as a Democrat for the open seat for Eastern County Commissioner.
This is nothing political. I mean, yeah, I'm running on a campaign, don't get me wrong, but this is not Democrat or Republican. This is health and safety of our citizens of Ray County. You sat there and laughed all you want.
Democratic Central Committee member Cindy Hewitt reacted to the laughter of Scott Childers, who's a candidate for Ray County Sheriff.
But did she call me a in here and be left in here? Seriously?
I did.
And she called me an asshole. I want her gone. She cannot call me an asshole.
Why is he laughing?
Let's quit the job, buddy.
No, I don't want to be called an asshole. I'm asking you to have her removed.
Sir, if you're fortunate enough to get elected, you're going to get that call quite a bit.
Here's what she had to say about her remarks after the meeting.
Because he was making fun of Ron when Ron was trying to talk about the health department.
Just 13 days before an election, some see the denial of an election watch party as political and hurtful to Childers.
It feels as if you were punishing Mr. Childers.
What about the seniors that we're punishing if they can't get in and have the companionship? There's a lot of punishment that this COVID's caused. I'm sorry for that, but we're trying to do the best to keep everybody safe. And I really would think if I was running for a political office, the public safety would be the first thing that would be on my mind.
Dan Powell, whose wife is county clerk and brother Dave is running for Eastern Commissioner, had his own remarks.
There's no other reason to deny the facilities other than to hurt one party over the other and influence the outcome of the election. This is classic abuse of power.
Hewitt says the Democratic Central Committee was also denied access to the Eagleton Center.
And they had told me no as well because of COVID, and we were perfectly fine with it. We rented a park, we did a meet and greet, and we all wore masks and we improvised.
Commissioners Bob King and Alan Dale made their case why the Eagleton Center cannot be used for political purposes, citing state statutes and that the center's been closed since mid-March because of COVID.
People are gathering for political reasons only, and I can see that, and we don't want it for either party like this.
Western Commissioner Jerry Bishop disagrees with whether it's closed or not.
The Eagleton Center right now is open because the governor opened it.
That June 6th order by Governor Mike Parson only applies to state offices, Dale and King say. Ray County Public Administrator Shannon Woolard wants to see the Eagleton reopened.
For the mental health of our senior citizens and the mental health of those that are developmentally disabled or disabled in any other function, they use that building on a regular basis.
In an emotional plea, Lynn Templeton says not everything should be measured by the needs of seniors.
This is our community. We want our community back, not just for political reasons, but for life. We deserve to have this open, all of us, Democrat, Republican, Independent.
The presiding commissioner says it's about putting seniors first.
We got old people that are subjective to this virus a lot more so than others. That's one of the reasons we're looking after them.
Eastern Commissioner Dale.
If you want this commission to open up Eagleton, let's make a motion, somebody, and see where it goes.
Bishop made a motion, but there was no second, so it failed. Senior Center Director Pat Mills says it's more complicated than that because the center contracts through Mid-America Regional Council.
Mandated by Mark as to what I can do. They could have opened that center, but I could not have brought my seniors back in.
Mills says Mid-America Council will review their recommendations in January. For KMCU News, this is Joellen Black.